Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's something wrong with them. They're cuckoo. As far as I'm concerned, it's over.
Jesus Christ. What stage of the seven stages of grief is this? Look at the faces of Trump's goons behind him. Trump looks like he's already 1 foot in the grave. Marco Rubio looks like he knows Trump is being an absolute idiot. And Pete Hegseth is just bracing for impact right here. All right, everybody, we have a very serious situation erupting while Donald Trump is currently embarrassing himself at the NATO summit in Turkey. He just walked on stage moments ago with some of his goofiest advisors, including Pete Hegseth, Marco Rubio, Scott Bessent. Stephen Miller is on stage with them, and holy shit, Trump looks terrible from this point of view. He's had multiple cognitive slip-ups today, but while this disaster is taking place in Turkey, there is an even bigger disaster erupting in Iran. Donald Trump re-sparked the war last night, launching strikes against Iran, killing civilians, children were screaming, hitting infrastructure, and now he's threatening to continue increasing the veracity of the strikes, therefore launching this war to a full-blown version of itself once again. Now, I think he's lying. I don't think he's going to relaunch the entire war, as the CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says that the U.S. has burnt up one half to one-third of our precision stockpiles, our interceptor stockpiles, a lot of our missile stockpiles. We are burning these things up, and the United States is losing its ability to protect ourselves or to go to war in the first place, which is probably for the better overall. But now Trump is asking for more hundreds of billions of dollars to restore our missile stockpiles and go to more wars. It is an absolute mess, and throughout all of this, we are now getting reporting that Donald Trump is no longer using the Qatari jet that he's been flying around in. He did multiple flyovers during the Great American Fair. He flew over to Turkey in it. They've refurbished it. They've spent hundreds of millions of dollars of our taxpayer money making sure that this Qatari jet isn't full of a bunch of bugs and security concerns or like traps, right? Well, today, Trump unexpectedly announced that he's switching back to the old Air Force One, therefore sidelining the Qatari jet. A brave journalist then walks up to him at the event and asks him just moments ago, "Hey, I'd like you to address the speculation that you're leaving not in the new Air Force One, but in the old Air Force One because of security concerns involving Iran." Let me walk you through this entire series of events because it is quite embarrassing and quite serious. Make sure you drop a like on this video. It genuinely helps every single time you guys do it. It helps us break through in an algorithm that is sometimes dominated by all this right-wing lie, BS, drama, slop. We want to push the actual truth, and you can help us by subscribing below. Let's just start at the beginning. Donald Trump this morning started off with a deranged, like Heath Ledger Joker type rant about Iran and about how he's done with them and he's sick of them. He's beginning to realize that he has been continuously played and strung along by the Iranian regime. This is a wild clip. Let's start here.
It's a very interesting question. To me, I think it's over. I don't want to deal with them anymore. They're scum. You know what scum is? They're scum. They're sick people. They're led by sick people. And they're vicious, violent people. And if they had a nuclear weapon, they'd use it. As far as I'm concerned, it's over. I'll speak to our negotiators. They want to negotiate. They're good people. Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner. But they have to come back to me. As far as I'm concerned, it's just a waste of time dealing with them. They're liars. We make a deal. And they, if I make a deal with him, we have a deal. And he goes out, he talks. We make a deal. Everyone's agreed. No nuclear weapon. We make a deal. They go outside, talk to the press. They say, "We never even talked about it." There's something wrong with them. They're cuckoo. As far as I'm concerned, it's over.
Jesus Christ. What stage of the seven stages of grief is this? We saw the denial. He would deny it for months and months. Then we didn't see any pain. Is this the depression part of it? I feel like he's just so deep in a hole that he's very, very detached from this war and is just pissed off because the Iranians have had a strategy of getting maximum concessions from the United States. It's a very simple strategy. They said in the memorandum that if Israel doesn't withdraw from southern Lebanon and if Israel doesn't stop striking Lebanon, then the ceasefire or the memorandum is over. They did that because the Iranians knew that Netanyahu didn't have the ability to stop the war. He's a bloodthirsty freak, a war criminal. So they essentially put this like Trojan horse poison pill so at any moment they could say it's over and get more concessions. And Trump knows this. He is getting bled of concessions from the Iranian regime, and now there are more security concerns popping up. I mean, an urgent warning from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps this morning said, restraint is over. Iran to its neighboring countries, restraint is over. They said, we will target the infrastructure of the American Zionist enemy, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, Jordan, Qatar, and the Gulf states. It's very important to realize that when Qatar gave this jet to Donald Trump, this $400 million corrupt jet, Donald Trump gave them NATO-like security guarantees in return, that if they get struck by any country, we will retaliate and protect them. Well, now, Iran is surgically targeting their neighboring countries and countries that are allies with us, the same countries that we've promised to protect, the same countries that we are trying to pressure into giving $300 billion in total back to Iran. Think about this. We're not pressuring countries to give money to Ukraine or to help out these democratic countries. We want the same allies that are being struck by Iran to have to give $300 billion so Iran can rebuild their stockpile and continue to strike them. Lord have mercy. Here is a help call coming from the Strait of Hormuz, where a tanker says, we require assistance.
We are an LNG vessel loaded with LNG dangerous cargo. We require your assistance.
It says, we require your assistance, then the call entirely cuts off. This is from last night when Iran was targeting both military sites in Bahrain and Kuwait. Iran is also targeting ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The war is back on. The war is effectively back on. And this brings us to Donald Trump walking on stage just now. This is Donald Trump and his groupies assembling like the Timu Avengers, like the reverse Avengers. If all the Avengers were bad guys. Wait, why are all the bald guys on the right? And why are all the guys with hair over on the left? Seems a little bit weird, but let me show you this clip of them walking on stage.
And you know, our team out here, they've all become stars, superstars actually. But we want to thank you very much. We've had a tremendous time and I think a great success. And
it's not been a success. Donald Trump has literally just had to announce that to honor our brave men and women of the military, we are sending out the brand new and truly spectacular Air Force One to Mildenhall Air Force Base in the United Kingdom. They are rerouting Air Force One over to the United Kingdom to give them a chance to tour the aircraft. Everyone is so excited. For old time's sake, we'll be taking the former Air Force One from Turkey to Mildenhall, a short trip that is totally worth doing. Michael McFaul, a professor, points out, Trump's claim that he's having his Qatar jet fly to Europe so our soldiers can see it does not sound credible. Hope we learn more about what is actually going on. Well, a brave journalist who must have seen the reporting that Trump unexpectedly switched back from the old Air Force One to the from the new Qatari jet, he asked this question at the summit in front of everybody. Take a look at this.
Stephen Nelson from the New York Post. I'd like you to address speculation that you're leaving Ankara not in the new Air Force One because of security concerns involving Iran. You've spoken today twice about them possibly assassinating you and possibly being successful. Did that concern have something to do
with it? Well, I speak about it a lot because, you know, the life of a president is very dangerous. It's 5.2%. You know what a race car driver is? 0.1%. A bull rider, that looks pretty dangerous to me. It's 0.1%. No, it's 5.2% is you don't make it. You should have told me you're an excellent reporter. You should have told me that years ago. Maybe I wouldn't have run. It's a very dangerous profession.
So wait, he's literally talking about the dangerous profession of the presidency, and it sounds like he's using a statistic of presidents who were assassinated, I'd assume. 5.2% of presidents are like assassinated in office, something like that. Because there's such a small sample size to take from, and we've had multiple notable assassinations. But then behind him, look at the faces of Trump's goons behind him. Trump looks like he's already one foot in the grave. Marco Rubio looks like he knows Trump is being an absolute idiot. And Pete Hegseth is just bracing for impact right here. This brings us back to what Donald Trump is saying. Look at their faces throughout this, too. Look at, they both look like they're trying not to just laugh their asses off. Why does Scott Bessin always have one eyebrow raised? He's always got one eyebrow up. What are you so confused at, buddy? But going back to Donald Trump, He's talking right here about his life being in danger in response to a question about if his life is in danger. It sounds like there's some sort of security concern resulting from the ongoing war with Iran that is spiraling. They said restraint is over, and that is causing Donald Trump to unexpectedly switch back to his old Air Force One, and he's admitting—
You told me that years ago, maybe I wouldn't have run. It's a very dangerous profession. No, I'm number one on the kill list for Iran. They're lovely people. I'm number one. So I don't know. I can't tell you that. But I don't really care because I'm doing my job and I'm doing it, I hope, better than anybody's ever done it because we have a country that's hot and really, really successful. But I mention it only because it's on the list. I mean, it came out. There was another list came out yesterday and I'm number one on. I like being number one on TikTok better, but I'm number one on the list for killing. Go ahead.
Hey, Sean McCreesh, New York Times. But why aren't you flying the new plane home?
Say what?
Why aren't you flying on the new Air Force One home?
It's flying to Europe to one of the big bases, two or three of the big bases, where we can show it to the people. And we'll be going home by normal methods.
Wow. Okay, so he's basically admitting in this clip that he is in danger. His life is in danger. Is there any other way to slice this clip of him literally talking about how his life is in danger and he's flying a different plane?
But we have it going to Europe to a couple of bases, actually one in particular, but it's going to go to a couple of bases, stop, so the soldiers can see it because it's truly magnificent. Yep.
I really, truly don't believe this story whatsoever. To continue, Trump then begins to rant about how we had a prior president who couldn't talk, couldn't walk. He was a disaster. It's funny because we've already gotten multiple clips of Trump not being able to talk or walk throughout this summit. Look.
At our country, they thought we were a bunch of fools. They saw a president that couldn't talk, he couldn't walk. He was a disaster. They lost respect for our country, but now they have more respect for our country than they've ever had before. Thank you all very much.
Okay, wait, let's check this out. Can't walk or can't talk. Let's start off with this clip on Fox News of Erdogan having to clutch Trump's arm and guide him around. Dude, the carpet only goes in one direction. There's one pathway on the carpet and Trump gets lost.
Told the Iranian leaders, whoever they are, I'm staying out of this.
Right.
And then they rocketed Turkey a couple of times.
Look at this, he's escorting Gramps. He's escorting Gramps on the parquet. This way, buddy, on the carpet. This way. We're going this way, buddy. Treating him like he's an absolute idiot, because he is. Then we have this clip of Donald Trump not being able to talk.
I told this story yesterday. We had 111 missiles shot by the Islamic Republic of Japan. They were shot at the aircraft carrier.
The Islamic Republic of Japan. It's almost worse than this clip of him looking at Zelensky and saying,
a lot of energy. Do you have a question for President Putin, please?
President,
do you have a question for President Putin?
Yes.
Not so much. Yeah, what would you like to ask him?
Because he really tried to play that off. He tried to play it off. He even tries to correct himself and realizes he can't get away.
President, do you have a question for President Putin?
Yes. He never backs down from this shit. We literally saw you gesture towards Zelensky, and he still tries to lie about it. Don't worry, Zelensky got a lick in as well when he said he wouldn't go to Moscow because there are too many drones there, Ukrainian drones.
I don't know that he'd go to Moscow. Maybe he would. Would you go to Moscow?
It's difficult. There are a lot of Ukrainian drones there. That's right. It's dangerous.
It doesn't want to be dangerous.
That's a quick and a sharp and a witty leader. Trump says, would you go to Moscow? And he says, it would be hard. There's a lot of Ukrainian drones there. Donald Trump then begins to return during the Zelensky meeting to the Iran war, which I'd like to talk about for 1 second as it is rapidly escalating and as Trump just can't find an off-ramp. He can't. The Iranians have him by the balls. Can I say that? I can say whatever I want. The Iranians literally have him in a chokehold. They are stringing him along with like a $1 bill, but it's just a ceasefire. And they're like, nope, we're going to give it to you. And they're using that to get maximum concessions from Donald Trump. The entire purpose of a war is to use force to extract political concessions from your enemy. We've been using force and we've gotten zero political concessions from the enemy. Not on any.
If we hit Iran, oil goes up a little bit. It's all right.
Mr. President, do you think Israel.
We're denuking it. All right? We're denuking Iran. They're not going to have a nuclear weapon. All right, one more question.
Sir, do you think Israel should withdraw troops from southern Lebanon?
Well, I talked to Bibi about that. Yeah, I think they're going to. I think they want to. I don't think it's a question of me. I think it's a question they want to. And they're getting along with Lebanon. They're signing deals with Lebanon. First time ever. Marco, talk about that if you'd like.
Yeah, we have an agreement that, and it calls, that's the goal at the end. Obviously, Israel's concerned about their security. But the president did a great job bringing those two countries together for the first time
ever. It's a big thing. First time in many years, right? So we have a deal with Israel and Lebanon, and yeah, they'll leave. And
they're not going to leave. Bibi Netanyahu is about to be up for re-election in October, and he needs to be a wartime president in order to even have a chance. He will likely lose the October election, and his political incentive right now is to keep the war going. It's interesting. The population of the United States wants the war to stop with Iran, so Trump has all the political pressure in the world to stop the war, right? On the other hand, the citizens of Israel want the war to continue to go with Lebanon and Iran. They feel like it's unfinished. They feel like they haven't really, you know, made the progress that Netanyahu had promised. So he's getting increasingly unpopular, Netanyahu, and he has a political incentive to keep the war going. These conflicting incentives are creating a lot of friction, and the war is continuing to go on. Here's Trump ranting about communists at NATO with it's just with Pete Hegseth, Marco Rubio, and Scott Bessent behind him.
They don't have it. And I think they'll fade fast. And it's not social democrats. This is not a social democrat. These are communists that are running. And they don't want God. They don't want successful things to happen for our country. They don't want to have a successful country. I think they're sort of crazy.
Yeah, we're definitely the ones that are crazy. We're definitely the ones that can't walk, we can't talk. It's not Donald Trump who is just getting really old and projecting. Like, I wonder if you asked Marco Rubio one-on-one if he thinks Trump is getting old and declining, even Marco Rubio would say, like, yeah, dude, I was on the debate stage with him a decade ago during the Republican primaries, and he was a way different person. Marco Rubio knows. He knows deep down that what Donald Trump is saying is BS. But can I just end this off by saying, Donald Trump said he would end all wars and bring peace to the world, make everything more simple. At this point, we've seen things get more dangerous, more expensive, and now he's at the NATO summit with a war erupting with Iran and security concerns that are making him reroute his flights, and he started the NATO summit off by demeaning Zelensky and giving Putin maximum charitability. This is a total degradation of NATO, which is supposed to hold the line, be a democratic alliance that helps each other out. This reads right here. President Donald Trump said on Wednesday he will fly from Turkey to Britain on an older Air Force One aircraft, an unexpected switch that raises concerns about a retrofitted Boeing 747 donated by Qatar that he unveiled only a few weeks ago. Who knows what could be happening? Like, I'm not one to usually speculate like this when I just report the facts, but it seems to be the case that Iran has introduced a massive security concern regarding this massive Boeing jet that is very visible in the sky. Maybe Qatar is introducing a security concern, as Qatar was promised security guarantees from us and we still spit in their face and allowed Iran to strike bases in Qatar. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how this plays out. If you appreciate these videos and you made it this far, drop a blue heart, leave a like. I love you all, and peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.